This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort. Gavin is out today. He is not feeling well. He missed the Disneyland trip. He is very, very upset about that.
Sure, understandably.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yep.
Living it up.
We think he won't respond to our texts.
Well, and I think that was by design.
Yep.
And I'm D'Lo.
Yes,
and
you are.
I get to hang out with Katie.
Do you want to say D'Lo from ESPN?
No one cares. I'm D'Lo from the Cat. We've
right.
established this already.
D'Lo,
I'm
that's
the
true.
Person
but,
that the Cat was
but people
named
can
after.
Also find you on.
I do have a radio show that it is.
You have two.
I do have two.
Yeah.
I have a talk show on ESPN 1320, and I do the afternoon drive show on KSFM 102.5.
This is, however, basically your first time at Disneyland. You have been here one other time, but yep. It was just for a couple hours.
Right.
Which is such a weirdo thing to do, but...
It was.
I understand.
It was a last
it's just
minute
last
thing.
Minute. I know.
Yeah, it
okay.
was not. This is the best way to describe this is my first
yeah.
Disneyland Resort experience.
I would agree with that. Okay. Now, one of the things that you've been fortunate enough to be here for mm-hmm. is the Haunted Mansion
mm-hmm.
has the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay on it.
Correct.
Now,
can we point one small thing out?
That you keep calling it the Haunted House?
And you would become infuriated with me over that.
It's called the Haunted Mansion.
So you're right, but can I tell you, when I saw that, I thought it was one of those things where we were going to walk through it and like skeletons were going to jump out
no.
and scare us. That's what I thought it was.
No.
I actually thought that all the way until the point we got
in there.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I just didn't tell you.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Yeah, I
was,
can see that.
You're
really not pleased with my lack of Disney understanding.
It's not that. It's not that. It's just you weren't committing some things to memory. Anyways, so we get to Haunted Mansion. And it's
you realize you've given me a lot of information these last...
I understand
okay,
that.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
I don't want to give you information. I want you to inform me now.
Okay.
Okay. Not having seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which is going to change. I'm going to watch it this season.
Okay, I'm very excited about
that. I promise to do
okay.
that. Okay, yeah.
Yes. Having seen it in Haunted Mansion now, can you tell me what you think this movie is about?
No, I've always been extremely confused because of the decorations that people use. It's in the title. But I always thought this was a Halloween movie.
It's really hard to tell if it's... I think it's both.
But people use these
passionate about
as, like, Jack. As a Christmas decoration, too.
Yeah, I have a Nightmare Before Christmas tree. I have two Christmas trees. One of them is Nightmare Before Christmas. All the ornaments are, like, black or white.
How many trees do you have?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Right. But one is specifically for that.
And it's just black ornaments?
Some are purple and some are white.
Do you have a jack?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How tall is it?
Oh, no. I have jack ornaments.
Oh, jack ornaments.
Right. But,
okay.
But for Halloween, we know people that have...
So, can I ask questions as I try to frame? Is Jack a bad guy?
No. He is... He's a confused person.
Why was everything in the Haunted Mansion so, like, scary?
Because
if this is a Christmas movie, that's a scary Christmas.
Okay, it is, and that's the problem. He is the king of Halloween, but he is kind of having, like, a crisis of conscience. So he... I mean, you're supposed
he
to
He means well.
You're supposed to be explaining it to me.
I don't understand what's happening. There are skeletons.
He's trying to do Christmas, but he is from Halloween Town. So he doesn't know how to do Christmas.
Is that really the name of the place? Halloween Town?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when he is trying to do Christmas, he is doing it in the same way the Halloween town would. So the presents are scary, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know there's Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what do you...
Is, okay, Boogie Oogie...
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie is from A Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, who is Oogie Boogie?
He is a bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
They had a party here named after a bad guy? They had the Oogie,
Oogie
Boogie,
Boogie
party last night.
No, Oogie Boogie Bash.
Okay.
Yeah, not Oogie Boogie Boogie.
Okay. All right. Is there a difference between a bash and a party? Is a bash bigger?
Yeah.
Like if we had a Katie birthday party, you'd be disappointed. But if we had a Katie birthday bash.
Yeah, yeah, that's
okay.
Better. Yeah.
I got
okay.
it.
Okay, so Oogie Boogie is a bad guy.
Yes.
And they kidnap Santa.
Oh. No, this is dark.
You
okay.
Didn't pick up on that part.
They
kidnap him.
Okay.
And then that's why Jack puts on.
So Jack is like trying
Santa
to
suit.
Step in for Santa.
Yes.
Oh.
But he doesn't know.
He just doesn't know how.
Right. Because who he is at his core is the king of Halloween.
I can't
you
wait.
You need to be true to who you are.
I cannot wait to see how this movie ends. This is exciting. The ride was very enjoyable not knowing any of this.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not what I was expecting. I thought zombies were going to come from around corners.
No.
And you and I were going to be walking through. I don't know. I thought it was a haunted house.
I know you did.
Oh, I don't like the way you said that at all. I do not like the way you said that at all. It's the Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End, live from the Disneyland Resort.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.